Ambush marketing. Guerrilla tactics for getting your product out there. Sponsorship of big events is a serious business, not least because it involves huge amounts of money. But what can you do if you aren't an official sponsor, but you still like to benefit from the publicity surrounding the event? Simple. Just do a bit of ambush marketing. Ambush marketing involves grabbing attention for a product during a sponsored event. Imagine that beer company A is sponsoring a massive sports event. In return for vast amounts of money, it has permission to affiliate itself with the event. However, beer company B also wants to be associated with the event, but doesn't want to pay for the sponsorship. So, in order to get publicity, beer company B does something spectacular during the event that draws the attention of TV camera crews or people watching. They ambush the event. A recent example of ambush marketing occurred during the World Cup in South Africa. Dutch beer brewer Bavaria organised for 36 young women wearing orange miniskirts, with the Bavaria company logo and name on, to enter the stands at South Africa's Soccer City Stadium during the Netherlands versus Denmark match. Predictably, the cameras turned towards them, capturing shots that would be broadcast around the world. Better still, the resulting scandal, including the arrest and subsequent trial of two of the women, provided the company with even more free publicity. But this isn't the first time that Bavaria have done something like this. During the 2006 World Cup in Germany, dozens of Dutchmen wearing orange lederhosen with Bavaria's name on them watched the Netherlands play in a Stuttgart stadium. They were ordered to remove the lederhosen, which they did, ending up watching the event in their underwear. Of course, this generated even more publicity for the company. But Bavaria aren't the only experts at ambush marketing. Nestlé ran its fingers crossed ads for KitKat during the recent World Cup, even though it wasn't an official sponsor. And during the last World Cup, Mars rebranded its entire product with the word Believe. In both of these cases, the companies were trying to cash in on the hype surrounding the tournament, associating themselves with it, but without paying any of the sponsorship costs. One of the most famous examples of ambush marketing took place during the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. For this stunt, Nike bought up billboard space around the Olympic Village and also constructed an unofficial hospitality centre and retail store nearby. They distributed flags bearing the company logo and swamped the event with their brand images, much to the annoyance of Reebok, who were the official footwear patron. Sponsorship is big business, both for the brands and sporting governing bodies, but they both have to be on the lookout for ambush marketeers.